This is VOA News, VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The president of Azerbaijan said Sunday there was no reason for Russia to intervene in the conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh because Baku is not threatening Armenian territory. Fighting has been raging over Karabakh, an ethnic Armenian region of Azerbaijan, for more than a month. And on Saturday, Armenia's prime minister asked Moscow for urgent consultations on how Russia could come to its aid under a defense treaty. Azerbaijan's president said the request was an admission of defeat and that the treaty did not apply because Karabakh is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan. The president reiterated that Azerbaijan has no plans for Armenian territory. More than 1,200 people from both sides have reportedly been killed in the fighting, but the death toll could be much higher. Fighting erupted on September 27th over the enclave, which broke from Azerbaijan's control during a war in the 1990s. International attempts to secure a ceasefire have repeatedly failed. Israel begins clinical trials of a novel coronavirus vaccine on Sunday, authorities said. The trials come as the government loosens a second lockdown imposed to stem soaring infections. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told reporters at Sheba Medical Center near Tel Aviv that, quote, "We can see the light at the end of the tunnel," end quote. Early in the pandemic, Netanyahu tasked the Israel Institute for Biological Research with developing a vaccine against the virus. Two volunteers received the vaccine on Sunday. Israel will first test the vaccine on 80 people before extending it to 980 in the second phase and then to 25,000 in the final stage, slated for April or May of next year. The Israeli trial is one of around 40 vaccine candidates being tested worldwide. That's according to the World Health Organization.